Babe, I have a book in my hand. What do you think I'm doing? Read your book, sweetie. Oh, no? Sweetie, the reason you never get through a book is because you can't sit and read it quietly. It's not my fault I'm able to read a book in 3 or 4 days. It's the way I've always been. You wanted to be able to do what I do? This is how we do it. You sit, you relax, you read. Okay? To do that, you actually need to stop talking. Read your book. Yes, I finished that page already. Because I'd only just started reading and I'd already been halfway through that page. Just, you know what? Read your book. Something was funny in my book. That's why I'm laughing. I'd have to tell you the whole book for you to understand it, sweetheart. How many words have you actually read since we sat down here in the last, 5 minutes? You've read the back of the book and you opened it. Sweetheart, will you please, and I say this lovingly and affectionately, shut up. Thank you. You know that I can't ever hear you say that without saying it back to you. I love you too. Now, for the love of my sanity, will you let me read my book? Read your book. Okay. Oh, dear God. Okay, sweetheart. You know one of the reasons why I read for long periods of time? Because it relaxes me. It soothes me. Okay? And when you're off doing something else, I'm very happy to sit and read my book. However, it's only taking me 5-6 minutes to realise that sitting trying to read a book while you're trying to read a book is incredibly stressful. Will you? What do you want now? I'm not going... Yes, I know. And yes, when I first started reading lots, me and my best friend would sit and read for hours in the same room without having to talk to each other. And we would come to a point where one of us would need a drink or a snack, and then we would have a chat with each other about the last couple of chapters of our books. So we kind of read two books at the same time because we'd tell each other about it. But you're not going to like my kind of books, and I don't like your kind of books, okay? No. Too many vampires. What do you mean, how can a vampire book be funny? Seriously? Babe, the reason I am quite so chilled, normally, is because I sit and read for a couple of hours if I'm feeling grumpy. And it makes me feel relaxed. Sweetheart, the only way you're going to learn to be able to read for as long as I do is to practice. Practice, practice, practice. No, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect is an unattainable goal, and you're only saying that just to annoy me. You know the saying is practice makes permanent. Now, will you please go away? Yes, I'm serious. Go away. If you're not going to settle and read your book, either go into another room where you're not going to be tempted to talk to me, or go and do something else. Can I please get back to my book? Thank you. Oh, I've lost my page. There we go. Bye. I'm fine, thanks. Well, have fun. Bye. Oh, baby, please. What now? You've been gone 3 seconds. Yes, I love you, but I am seriously contemplating burying you under the patio at the moment. What? I don't know. Why would I know where your tools are? I don't go near them. I have what I need in my box, and you use the other stuff. I don't go near it. What, sweetie? Can I come and hold? No, I can't. Because I'm reading my book. Sweetie. Go away. I love you too, but go away. I'm going to have to read these pages over now because it's completely put me off. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the chapter and try that. Sweetheart, honey, sugar plum, darling, what are you doing? Oh, I'm trying to read my book. Did you not think that maybe you could go and do something out in the garden where I can't hear you? Not in the corridor outside my favourite reading spot. I am not destined to read this afternoon, am I? Do you know what an absolute pain you are, honey? With respect, I didn't tell you to go away and shut up horribly. I said, with respect and with love, go away and shut up. There's a complete and utter difference. Yes, a complete and utter difference. It's not a big word. I don't use fancy words. Well, maybe if you read more, you'd know more of them too. Oh, my goodness me. I tell you what, okay? Hang on a second, hang on. How about I start reading to you? How about we find a book we can read together? I can read to you and then we can talk about the story. You know, we'll find something, okay? Fine. I will come and hold the piece of wood that you seem intent on banging nails into, okay? My book is down. I'm on my way. Oh my God, it's entirely possible I may miss the nail completely and just... days would they keep him in hospital if I hit him in the hand with it? No, remember you love him. I'm coming, sweetheart. I'm coming.